School in Israel Call for Redondo Beach Unified School District features an article from Dr. Stephen Keller titled, Getting Into Classrooms, as follows. As you may know, I really do enjoy getting into classrooms. Just as our students need to feel connected, classroom visits keep me connected to our core work. In short, it reminds me why I'm here, truly. At last month's Redondo Union High School Back to School Night, Mr. Brandt, the school's principal, clearly engaged the attention of his parent audience when he said, quote, I was in about 95 classrooms today. Let me tell you what I saw, unquote. The parents melted. Heck, I melted, and I do not have a child attending RUHS yet. I know Mr. Erickson, principal of Paris Middle School, has a special checklist in his office to ensure he's getting into all classrooms equally. As I recall, there's a clever color coding system that he maintains for these informal visits. Principals work to get into classrooms every single day. District office leaders and our Board of Education get into classrooms every year, most even twice. So, why the big fuss over getting into classrooms? One, you experience the bread and butter of our work, instruction. Two, you catch the little things. A kid who needs a little pep talk, a broken LED projector that needs to be fixed, or a teacher or instructional aide who need a smile. Three, you validate the hard work of teachers. Teachers embrace your presence. Four, students tell their parents, I saw so-and-so in my classroom today. Parents love that. I know I do. Five, you may see a student on his or her phone. Aha! And six, it simply validates our own work as educational leaders. The article concludes with, I always feel reinvigorated after visiting classrooms. The vibrancy is contagious. Teaching and learning are the business of schools, and being in classrooms keeps the energy and motivation high to continue to do what we do in RBUSD. Stay connected. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read the issue in its entirety to learn what is happening in your district and on your school campus.